Now, as we begin to wind down our lessons in Book 3, let's take a look at, after seeing all this evidence, the internal evidence for all the prophecies, the external evidence for the eyewitness accounts and the transformation of Peter from before and after the resurrection, the reliability of the Bible with all the archaeological findings and all the secular, non-biblical sources that corroborate that, number one, Jesus really existed. Number two, he really died on the cross. Number three, the historical evidence that points to resurrection from the dead. All these things. Okay, how does that make Jesus relevant to me? Is he really relevant to my life now that I know all this? Let's take a look at who he was. Let's click on the screen. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village where he worked with his father in a carpenter shop until he was 30, when public opinion turned against him. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never went to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled over 200 miles from his birthplace. He did none of the things usually associated with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when his friends ran away and one of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and he went through the mockery of a trial. Let's click on the second slide. Go ahead and click again. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. And once he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 centuries have come and gone. Today, Jesus is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever sailed, all the parliaments that have ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned put together have not affected the life of mankind on earth as powerfully as this one solitary life. This is the relevance of Jesus Christ. There is no one in history who has the credentials that if you embrace him, can have an impacting change, totally change, transform who you are. This is lesson 134.